Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, January the 27th. 27th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon from the Fortuna Police Department, Chief Bill Doberstein. Hey, guy.
How you doing?
Good. So is the town really totally exposed now that you're out of town? Or is Regan...
Regan is there.
Warming a desk.
He's warming a desk right now, yeah.
Okay.
But we have other people in the police department that are very capable.
More engaged than perhaps others in that complex.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay. We'll find out if he's listening real quick.
Yeah.
This afternoon, we've got a couple of different things to talk about. Obviously, 2014 is come and gone. We'll spend a little bit of time talking about what kind of a year and what kind of trends that the statistics indicate. It weird would be a good phrase. It's a working phrase for me, so we'll see how weird Fortuna was. Also, Bill and the gang are getting recognition from the California Highway Patrol. We'll let him crow a little bit about that. And burglaries, hand grenades, and all the other fun stuff that has made January just a month to remember in Fortuna.
It has.
Yeah, did the fog burn off yet?
Oh, yeah, it's sunny down there.
Yeah, good.
And sunny and warm.
And the fable continues when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and information time is 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Bill Doberstein from Fortuna PD. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Christina, Queen of Sweden, in 1862. Quote, "There are few prisoners more closely guarded than princes." Yeah.
Very, very good. Very thought-provoking.
Not city managers.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, they kind of get kicked to the curb, right?
Right.
Yeah. So it was 2014. I know it was a little weird for you guys because we've had the conversations about much more prevalence of homelessness, some goofy crimes. Not a community in transition, but just a community growing, I think, is probably more accurate. A lot of tourist activities and still having all the fun stuff. How would you characterize 2014 in... let's say a sentence or less.
2014 was busy for our department. You know, when we look at the UCR Category 1 type crimes, though, we're still in really good shape in Fortuna. For a city our size, 12,000, we're well below the state average as far as, you know, Type 1 type crimes, which are, you know, robbery, burglary, vehicle theft, that sort of thing.
Now, is that typical, Bill, for a, I guess you'd call it a suburb community?
Actually, it's fairly typical, but we're still under the trend, even for suburb communities, you know, that are roughly our size. So, you know, we have seen a lot more calls for service. You know, 10 years ago, we were at about 11,000 calls for service a year for the city. And this last year, we were at 20,009 calls for service. So in the last 10 years, we've seen a gradual increase every year in the calls for service. And that, you know, puts a strain on our resources. And
is it the stupid stuff? Cat in the tree, I've fallen down, and the kitchen smoking?
You know, it's a little bit of that stuff. We respond to pretty much everything. But you kind of mentioned it at the start with the transients. You know, we get a lot of calls that are transient related, and illegal camping issues, panhandling issues, aggressive panhandling issues, things along those lines. And we deal with that, you know, on a pretty consistent basis. You know, and then we're also seeing a little uptick in things like domestic violence and things like, you know, vandalism, drunkenness, drunk driving, and that sort of thing. So, but really,
kind of like the old-fashioned stuff.
The old-fashioned stuff, yeah, the bread and butter stuff.
Is there, I mean, other than volume, and I don't know No, I've only been doing it for about 35 years, but I don't recall any law enforcement entity coming in and saying, you know, last year was a quiet year. Our calls for service went down.
Right.
Okay. So perhaps this thing is a societal thing too. You know, I don't want to talk to my neighbor. I'll let the cops talk to him for me.
Right.
Okay. That's always a dandy way to start a relationship. But I guess it may be a sign of the times that we're involved with now too. I don't want to have to deal with it. Let somebody else deal with it. Do you see any of these trends abating? Not 1 year to the next. I mean, you know, you're going to get the wobbles. But over a long haul, do you see that there's going to be less burglaries if we do this, or less calls for service if we do that, or you know, any of that kind of stuff? Or is this just one of those open-ended things that's just going to keep climbing and climbing and climbing?
Well, I think that's our goal, is to put in place, you know, programs to bring those numbers down, especially like theft-related calls, burglaries, stolen vehicles, that sort of thing. But yeah, our city's growing, and with a growing city, you're gonna get a higher number of calls. You know, one example that, you know, we talk about things decreasing, and that is we've been doing the Avoid campaign now, which is Avoid the DUI.
Avoid the cops.
Avoid the cops,
yeah.
Right. Anti-DUI campaign. But, you know, we've seen numbers just from last year to this year in the campaign periods fall. And I think it's because there's a really heightened public awareness campaign. We're out there doing media campaigns. It's on the radio. It's on TV. People know that the cops are going to be out there. There's checkpoints. We're advertising that. And I think people are making a conscious decision, you know, not to drive and do those sorts of things. So there's one area I think where we've put an emphasis on a certain, you know, type of crime, and we have seen a reduction.
Now, is that more bodies on the street?
It is, yeah.
Or is it the detour things for the breathalyzer, you know, stand there and, you know, poke your finger on my nose or whatever? I mean, those types of things, is it just you're looking for it? Or are people really changing their behavior patterns because of it?
Well, we hope they're changing their behavior patterns. But, you know, it's a heightened, you know, there is a lot more people. It's a basically a grant that's funded by the Office of Traffic Safety that, you know, Fortuna Police Department's the coordinating agency for the Avoid campaign. But all the agencies in Humboldt County that participate, Eureka, Arcata, Humboldt State University PD, CHP, Riadel, Ferndale, and Fortuna, you know, we all work together. We all do the checkpoints together. The overtime to man those checkpoints and the saturation patrols and that sort of thing are funded through the Office of Traffic Safety. So it allows, I guess, so we're not taking somebody off the street, you know, to work a checkpoint. This is on an overtime basis, and it's all being paid for through a grant from Office of Traffic Safety.
So your budget isn't dinged.
Our budget isn't dinged, no. This is all grant funded.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19. We'll be back with more from Officer Bill.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Bill Doberstein. Bill, as you're looking at the trends, and is it the types of criminal activity that are going on that changes, or is it just kind of more of everything?
Well, we're seeing a little bit of in the last few months, I think we've seen an increase in theft-related crimes. And I think a lot of that has to do with Prop 47. I really do think that we're going to see, not only in Fortuna, but Humboldt countywide, an increase in property-related crimes and drug-related crimes because of the law basically weakened in those two areas. And we're not holding people in jail now that, you know, commit multiple thefts or for certain drug violations. They're being let out. So, and those two kind of crimes go hand in hand with each other. So I think we're going to see a trend upward in property-related crimes, thefts, and that sort of thing. But
now, isn't there something at the state that's looking at the gun element or bumping it up to a higher threshold?
You know, I haven't heard that. I know that Prop 47 did weaken some gun laws, you know, for stealing a gun, for example.
And yeah, Downey's all excited about
to a misdemeanor, right,
the
yeah.
gun part, which makes right. sense.
Yeah, it's really going to impact law enforcement on a statewide, throughout the whole state. It's going to affect all agencies in California.
And we're only 4 or 5 months into this.
And we're only 4 or 5 months into it, but I've already seen, just in our statistics in Fortuna, a trend upward in those types of crimes. And again, it's because there's no consequence on the other side of it. And, you know, these guys know it.
So what do you tell the homeowner when this is the scenario that gets played out? I'm sorry, you're going to have to talk to your elected representative, et cetera, et cetera. The law changed, you voted in. I mean, how do you, I can't, we haven't been burgled. We've had things stolen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine how hacked off I would be if somebody was actually, it broken in and took something from the house. And then I'm told by the responding officer, gee, I'm sorry. This guy, you know, this is his fifth one. He's, you know, been here before. Done this before. We understand what's going on. But even if we catch him, it's going to be the turnstile.
Right.
Boy, you know, unfortunately, I would probably unload on the officer and then call my favorite four stars.
Right.
And say, okay, guys, let's make this change.
Well, we're going to do, as law enforcement, we're going to keep doing the things that we're doing. We're not going to, you know, take shortcuts or under-investigate a crime just because we think that, you know, the punishment's not going to fit the crime and that sort of thing. So we're going to keep doing what we need to do and, you know, work with the DA's office and, you know, ensure that maybe cases aren't pled out, that they're prosecuted and people are, you know, getting the type of sentence they deserve. So that's not going to change. The guidelines have changed with Prop 47. That's the big thing that we're seeing. So, you know, guidelines, you know, that crimes that were felonies before, crimes that were, you go to jail and you stay in jail type crimes, that's what we're seeing with Prop 47. We're seeing the reversal of that, and those aren't stay in jail type of crimes anymore. And obviously when someone's in jail, they're not out, you know, stealing the bicycle from your front yard.
Now, we've heard the frequent flyer references in Eureka,
mm-hmm.
with some of the folks that have been out, the habitual drunk types. Do you guys also have your cast of characters? And I'm not being facetious that Fortuna would be a revolving tour.
Right.
I'm thinking Fortuna's further away. Yeah, in Eureka, okay, you got a 5-block walk, and they're probably back where they were, and they can do it 2 or 3 times in a day. You guys are just further away from where the jail is.
Right. Well, you know, in Fortuna, we have, you know, which is pretty common, we have about 10% of our population that requires 90% of our attention. So, you know, it is, I don't know if I'd classify it as a revolving door, but we do deal with that, you know, 8 to 10% of the population, you know, 90% of the time. So we have our people that we know, you know, and we're on a first name basis with a lot of people that are, you know, on the other side of the law because we have a lot of contact with them.
So when you arrest, you take up to Eureka.
Right.
And then they somehow find their way back?
Oh, yeah. They find their way back. They get a ride. They take the bus back. They hitchhike. They walk back. They'll get back, yeah.
Interesting how I guess it's a social network.
Right.
Just like it is anywhere else, but interesting that would be the case. When there's somebody new in town, do they stand out? Because there aren't as many that you guys have to deal with?
Yeah, to some degree, you know, if there's a person that comes into town and we start getting a lot of calls on that person, which is fairly common, we'll get somebody, you know, rolling into town, their car will break down, they're transient, they take up residence on the river bar and start causing a lot of problems in town. Yeah, we're going to get a lot of calls. They're going to stand out, and we're going to get to know them real quick, and we're probably going to be on a first name basis before too long. So,
so the things have changed. Is the community accepting of the change, have they learned from Eureka?
Well, I think you know, people that live in Fortuna, I think, really have a lot of pride in their city. I know the business owners in Fortuna have a lot of pride in the way Fortuna conducts business. The residents enjoy living there, and, you know, they expect the police department to make the city safe, and we're doing that. So I do think they're, you know, I don't think they're accepting of any changes that are going to bring, you know, bad things to the city. They expect things to be done, but, you know, I think they trust that we're doing a good job.
It's 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish-language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Bill Doberstein, from Fortuna. You know, I keep going back and forth. You look German. I look German. I don't know why I'm thinking we shouldn't be using pronunciation of German. But Bill, how close does FPD work with engineering, public works?
We work pretty close with Public Works. You know, I just came from a department head meeting today where all the Public Works people are there, our city engineer, our Public Works director, and our general services director were all at the meeting. So we have a weekly meeting where we share information back and forth. We work closely on nuisance cases, abatement cases, and things like that because
the stuff in the front yard kind of
front
thing.
Front yard, like overgrown grass and things. We have to work with our Public Works because they're the ones doing the abatement case. We also work with our building department on nuisance properties and things like that where they have junk cars on the property or, you know.
Or just parked on the street and they haven't moved in who knows how long.
Right. So we work with the building department on that sort of thing. A car parked on the street abandoned or something. We have our community service officer handles those types of things. But, yeah, we have a pretty good working relationship.
So when it comes to vehicle safety issues, traveling, motoring public.
Yes.
Who takes lead? Is it PD? Is it Public Works? Is it the ambulance company?
It's a combination of PD and Public Works. Our city engineer, Merritt Perry, is kind of the lead person on stuff like that. So, you know, a recent thing that we're doing is safe routes to school. And we're redesigning Ross Hill Road to Toddy Thomas School. And Merritt Perry's taking lead on that for, you know, road design and things like that. And we'll look at the other things through we have a traffic safety committee that looks at things like crosswalk placement. Do we need a crosswalk here?
Or adherence.
Our adherence, right. And that's an enforcement issue. Or do we have a sight issue here with this hedge and the stop sign? And that's the sort of thing that we work together on. But as far as the design of the roadway and things like that, speed surveys is done through our city engineer.
Who does the sidewalk, the curb coloring?
Public Works.
So if somebody decides that they want to put a red in or have a red or have a green, they make application?
No, what happens is if a business or somebody wants to put in a red curb in front of their business or something like that, what they would do is submit a request to the city. It would go before the traffic safety committee, and that's made up of the city engineer, Public Works, and the police department. We meet once a month, and we look at all these requests, and then we make a decision on what we're going to do. And so a lot of times we'll do site surveys. We'll go out to the area where they want the red curb. We'll look at it. And we'll say, you know, we don't think a red curb is necessary here. And we might say, oh, yeah, this is a good spot for one. And you know, we'll put one in.
Who determines? Obviously, the city can come in and do it on their own.
Right.
What I'm thinking is that there are a number of places, and every city has got them, where employees of your business park across the street in front of my business, and my guys park in front of yours. Either way, we choke off the opportunity for business to occur.
Right.
To me, the thought that I've always favored is the green. 12 minutes, 15 minutes, something like that.
Sure.
So that you can be there, but you're not going to be camping out for the 2 or 3 hours. or do the little roulette thing, you know, with
right,
move your car. You drive by, you stripe it, now we pull it forward a little bit, and you know, the roulette thing.
Sure.
Is there something that's in between the 2 hour and the 12 minute that would be possible, like a 45 minute, something so that you're getting that turnover, but you're not getting people camping out? Well, wrong word, but extended parking times.
Sure. You know, in Fortuna, we have 2 hour parking in downtown. We have on some of the side streets, we have that half hour parking that you're talking about. And that's generally in just very few locations. Most overall, the city's mainly 2 hour parking. Parking's an issue in Fortuna because obviously there's not a lot of places to park. So we did the diagonal parking on the side streets.
You've got surface lot, though, also.
We do.
One block away that, at least the last couple times I've been in town, you know, Main Street will be slammed.
Right.
And you go around the corner and the parking lot's empty.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, what?
Yeah, you'll see people drive around the block. They'll pass that parking lot up just so they'll just keep waiting until they can pull right in front of a business to park. And I think it's just, you know, society. They don't want to walk. But that parking lot is there. We have a city parking lot at 11th and N Street. And that is, for what you said, it's for people to come, park, and then shop downtown or walk around. So it does get used. It doesn't get used to the degree that, you know, we'd like to see.
Well, I love the diagonal parking. I think that's the slickest thing in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if your streets are wide enough to be able to accommodate both sides, that's even more cool.
Yeah, and that helped us out a lot. We had that added a whole lot more parking spaces for the downtown area. So I think it's been a benefit overall. There's still a need in Fortuna for more downtown parking. I know the city across from the PD on 11th Street, they have a new city lot there, as well as the one at 11th and N Street. So we're always looking at ways to add parking and things like that. It's just there's not a lot of space, and you just make the best with what you got.
And that piling on top of your neighbor really hasn't been embraced by a lot of folks.
We get that every now and then. We'll have a business owner come in and say, hey, this car's, you know, but, you know, it's a 2 hour parking. So one of the things that we're getting really good at now is we're able to hire a field community service officer, and she's doing a great job in going out and striping the tires, as you said.
Smacking the back tire there with the chalk, yeah.
Coming out 2 hours later and doing parking enforcement. So we're seeing a big increase in parking citations in the downtown area. So we're really trying to enforce that 2 hour parking just so, like you said, that businesses can see that turnover in front of their business.
Well, and customers can shop in the business.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And they don't have to walk 2 or 3 blocks.
Or a half block.
Yeah.
KINS News Information Time. It's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Bill Doberstein.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:44. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Bill Doberstein from Fortuna's PD. So we've got a couple of trends that you're doing some stuff on. Is there any big thing that 2015 that you're looking at that you go, you know, I can't wait until we're able to do something?
I can't wait until we're able to... you know, I'd like to see us lower some of these numbers in thefts and, you know, assaults and domestic violence and drunk drivings and that sort of thing. I think that's a sign of success when you can lower those numbers.
Is there a plan?
There is a plan. One of the things that we're going to be doing is we're developing a plan right now. It's a business outreach plan. And, it's basically getting the police department more involved in the business community, working with the business community to assess their needs, and then tailoring our response to that need. So basically it's a survey. We're going out to the businesses. What would you like to see deployed? What are the biggest issues? And basically collecting data from the business owners and the businesses in Fortuna, and then working with the businesses to solve some of those issues. So it's working
together. So are you going to put parameters on what there's?
Sure.
If they might say shrinkage, shoplifting.
Right.
That's not a police issue.
Right, that is it.
That is a storekeep issue.
Right. And as far as the police department goes, maybe we can get them a sign, you know, says, you know, shoplifters will be prosecuted, Fortuna Police Department number like that. But that's pretty much what we can do. We could offer them suggestions on, you know, video surveillance and things like that. But we can't obviously go in their business and stop it.
Some of the humorous signs, you know.
Right.
Shoplifters will be shot. If they survive, they'll be shot again.
Right.
Is there liability with any of those?
You know,
rather than saying we're watching.
Yeah. Our recommendation would always be, you know, stay away from that type of stuff, you know, because you might be opening yourself up to a lawsuit down the road. But yeah, it would be more like, again, this business is being monitored by video surveillance or something like that. That's what we would recommend.
Okay. You
know. Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Just a little snore there. Well, and I suppose it kind of seems like some of the stuff, and it'll be interesting to hear what the results are when you're done. But I'm wondering if businesses are looking for you to take care of some of the business issues and ills of business that a consultant should be doing.
Right.
Rather than law enforcement related stuff that, you know, you guys should be just kind of, you know, come by every once in a while, like the striping of the cars.
Right.
You know, make sure we're getting the rotation out in front, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm pretty proud that the Fortuna Police Department takes it a notch up from, I think, what would normally be done. We have a great volunteer. Enoch Ibarra works for our department. He's a crime prevention specialist.
That's what he's doing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we had an issue at a business, and he went out and did an entire business assessment. We talked about, you know, taking things out of their window for visibility, how to lay out their aisles. I mean, we went above and beyond, and I think that really helped that business.
Consultation.
Right.
That's what it sounds like.
It a little bit of that, yeah. But, you know, if it's going to better the business and it betters our city and stops a crime problem from occurring there, then I think, you know, I don't really mind donating the resources for that. And he's a volunteer, so he gets paid the right amount for us and doesn't cost us too much. But we're doing that sort of thing, and, you know, I think it's appreciated.
You guys have got streetlights. They work most of the time and most of the lights.
Sure.
Does it matter? Does it help out that much if a store keeps the light on in the back or keeps their windows lit in the front at nighttime? Is that an aid for you guys for not only inside the store, but outside the store or in the back alley?
Absolutely. We talk about lighting all the time. It's imperative to have good lighting. A light is the number one deterrent for criminal activity. If you have a well-lit business at night when it's closed and the door is well-lit and the windows are well-lit, it's visible from the public, it's going to be much less likely that business is going to be victimized than one that's kind of off the beaten path in a dark place.
Nice landscaping, but it covers.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So we harp that all the time. And, you know, video surveillance is great. Lighting is great. We do business seminars all the time on stuff like that, what they can do to keep from being a victim. So we like to help out as much as we can.
I believe the phrase is harden the target.
Target hardening, yes. Yeah. Yes, criminology 101.
Well, not that I was allowed in that part of the campus ever. That was more, you know, watch him.
Right.
So there are some things. Do you guys have like handouts or things on the website or pamphlets or something if the business is interested?
Absolutely. We have information on our website. And matter of fact, not on this topic, but we just put 19 different scams on our police department Facebook page and website. So if people are being scammed, then go on and get information.
Thanks for coming by.
All right, thank you.
This isn't one of those scams, by the way.
All right,
perfect. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.